Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we are talking about a company that has just raised $15 million, Voiceflow. This is a platform for building conversational AI experience. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into the implications in the industry and what exactly they are doing here. I think the thing that's important to know is that the momentum for conversational AI, and of course this is, you know, primarily chatbots, this has witnessed an unprecedented surge, which, you know, can be really accredited to a lot of high profile systems like, of course, ChatGPT. But also, you know, in a forecast from the previous year, Gartner actually anticipated that by 2026, automated solutions would account for 1 in 10 agent customer interactions. This projection is up from a mere 1.6% of chatbots, which were managed in 2021. So I think that this is, you know, if you were to redo this today, we would be seeing even higher rates. And I think that the interest has really, you know, kind of amplified the market value for tools catering to, you know, development of different AI experiences. According to Future Market Insights, this domain's worth is projected to soar to $47 billion by 2033, just in the next 10 years. So I think that's a really big leap from the $9.6 billion that it is today. And of course, that brings us to today's company, which is Voiceflow. So in a recent turn of events, Voiceflow, which is a very notable player in the conversational AI creation space, they just said that they have secured $15 million of funding. And this round was spearheaded by OpenView, which is a VC firm, and Braden Ream, the CEO and founder, disclosed that this injection of funds essentially elevates Voiceflow's cumulative raise to $35 million, placing the startup's post-funding valuation at $105 million. So elaborating on the company's trajectory, you know, post this funding round, Ream, who is the CEO, said, quote, Voiceflow will bolster its dedication to product innovation. Part of this roadmap is the integration of an LLM-powered AI constructor, enabling users to craft and roll out large language model-driven agents, especially for customer support functions. Now, this makes a lot of sense. This is an area that a lot of people have agreed on is going to see some very massive disruption. And I've even recently talked to some investors who said that, you know, they are looking at companies exclusively that are putting really heavy focus in automating everything inside of their company with AI, including, you know, customer support and a lot of different areas. So, you know, this is really a brainchild of Braden Ream, Tyler Han, Michael Hood, and Andrew Lawrence, the co-founders. And Voiceflow's inception back in 2019 had a really interesting backstory. So the team originated in Toronto, and they collaborated during their college years, kind of developing apps, which were essentially originally tailored to Amazon Alexa. So the experience eventually led them to share the epiphany, which is that the creator of a platform, you know, dedicated to developing conversational agents, particularly for niche customer service scenarios, would be incredibly powerful. So in a statement talking about this specifically, their CEO Ream, he said, quote, our collective vision was to sculpt a mammoth collaborative ecosystem, making it seamless for anyone to cohesively create state-of-the-art AI agents for a plethora of automation needs. Presently, our gaze is fixed on automating customer support on websites and in-app interfaces. So he also kind of elaborated a little bit more, and he kind of actually compared voice flow to something else, like, you know, he says it's kind of the caliber of like Figma for constructing AI agents. And teams leveraging voice flow can launch agents powered by comprehensive language models, especially OpenAI's GPT-4 being just one among various choices, right? That's not, you know, the exclusive thing they have. They, I'm assuming, will have other things like probably maybe Inflection's Pi when that comes out. Right now, Claude definitely is one of the forerunners in the space. And so I think there'll be some other ones that they'll be integrating. But what really sets VoiceFlow apart is its adaptability, in my opinion. Enterprises essentially can sketch, validate, and then introduce an AI representative without any allegiance to a specific model. I think this is incredibly important, as I think we're going to start seeing a ton of models hit the market with all very different specialties, and you're going to be wanting to have the option to change these in and out. And I think, you know, based off of this, what they're building over at VoiceFlow, they can integrate diverse models from speech recognition to conversational algorithms to really curate the AI experience. And this is what they said, quote, "Our platform augments any pre-existing natural language comprehension framework or tech stack. This means teams can amplify their design and cooperative prowess without incurring overhead from switching vendors or undergoing tech shifts." And then Reem, the CEO, also said, "Moreover, our enterprise clientele can leverage any extensive language model encompassing proprietary ones and others available via API." So if you have your own AI model, or if you are, you know, pulling ones in like ChatGPT, where you're essentially just accessing the API, all of that will be available on the platform. So while competition is definitely very stiff right now with heavyweights like Google's Dialogo Flow, IBM Watson, AWS has Lex, VoiceFlow kind of holds its ground, or is attempting to do just that. So they have a workforce of approximately 50 employees at the moment, and they cater to a number of clientele. I think they have around 450 clients at the moment, and included in those, they have Amazon, JP Morgan Chase, and State Farm. So these collaborations really translate to an impressive 130,000 users, which are currently harnessing their platform, and they see room for a lot of growth. So Reem concluded by highlighting the platform's growth, attributing it to the increasing allure of conversational AI, and said, quote, "Ever since ChatGPT's unveiling last November, we've witnessed a twofold uptick in voice flow signups and engagement. We're a bridge for both non-tech and tech-savvy stakeholders, enabling them to collaboratively architect AI representatives for diverse applications in a secure, regulated setting. The result? Enterprises can swiftly conceptualize, assess, and launch large language models, driven agents for varied use cases with an enhanced turnaround." I think this is a really great area to focus on. This is going to be really interesting to see how this company plays out. Like, I think the big thing that they have going against them at the moment is that there is Google, IBM, and AWS all kind of playing in the same space. But I think there's definitely room for startups. Startups can be a lot quicker, they can be a lot more nimble, and they can bring products to market faster, which, you know, at the end of the day is what people are really looking for in a lot of these cases, is, you know, how quick can something come to market so that they can leverage it and get a competitive edge over their competitors, right? So this is going to be really interesting to see if they are washed out by the big ones, by the big players in the space, or if they're going to be able to hold their own. Only time will tell, but we'll continue to follow them in the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.